It's the Small Business Leadership Daily Brief for June the 12th, 2018. Happy Tuesday. Avoiding the blame game. Yesterday, we talked about avoiding being stupid. Let's stick with this theme of avoidance, shall we? Today, let's figure out better alternatives and a way to avoid playing the blame game. William James Macaulay III. He is better known as Blue, B-L-E-U. He should likely be a household name. He's a musician, an artist, a songwriter, a producer from Boston living in L.A., and in 2009, he released a song, The Blame Game. He sings in that song, "We all get good use from a bad excuse. All of us need somebody to blame." I'm going to embed a video that really is just the audio of this song so that you can hear it for yourself. It's a great song. Just go to the website, growgreat.com. Two great lines. We all get good use from a bad excuse. All of us need somebody to blame. It's one universal truth, and that is everybody blames somebody or something sometimes. Now, I love blues music, and I find the lines rather brilliant, but I don't agree with them. Not from a practical, helpful point of view, anyway. Relying on an excuse is a very bad, destructive habit, and we don't need excuses. We enjoy them, though. They make us feel good. We can even crave them. They make us feel better because, well, it helps us with our delusion to think we're not responsible. We're not accountable. It's not our fault. Culture and society train all of us to embrace being victims. Yes, I fully understand that bad things happen to people, often beyond our control, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about our sometimes, I hope it's not frequent, reliance on excuses when we would be better served to face the reality that it's our own fault. Today's message, short, simple, powerful. Avoid the blame game completely. Even if you really lean toward feeling like somebody or something did it to you, try the rest of this week to develop the habit that hopefully will live with you beyond this week of accepting responsibility for everything that happens in your life. Now, I should qualify that this is not about beating yourself up. This is not about complaining or whining. It's about building a bridge without excuses and getting over it. Moving past whatever hurdles that you've got with a thought, a belief that you need to learn and you need to make adjustments and you need to fix what ails you. Bottom line, take control of your life. Now, that includes what you think, how you feel, and how you choose to behave. It's all on you, and it's only you. This is your life. If that last marketing campaign did not work out as well as you would have hoped, quit trying to figure out who to blame. Step up as the owner. Accept it yourself. That will protect your troops from becoming too bashful to try anything innovative or creative. It'll show everybody that you've got their back. And besides, what difference does it make? What difference does it make, even if you were to assign the blame? It's a culture killer. Instead, play a different game. Play the learning game. What did we learn? Blame is often championed when things don't go as planned. Nobody's looking for blame when things go great. We want credit. And so this means that when we're looking for blame, it didn't work. Well, there is no better time to figure out what you can learn. Why waste the entire experience? Instead, focus your employees on the question that will push things forward. What did we learn that now we can use? That's a much more productive game to play, infinitely more fun as well. Be well, do good, grow great. GrowGreat.com is the website. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here, and I hope to see you tomorrow.